Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Scott says Scott B, so not Scott M for those listening, wondering if maybe somebody submitted a question to themselves. But we have Scott B, who says, I listened to the end of year press conference and heard retool, not rebuild, but think it will take at least 2 years at best to have a squad that is ready for top level NHL competition. I think it would be best if they went after Mitch Marner, but it is likely they will not have the cash to get him at $14 million. So I'll just stop this real quick right there. I do think they'll have the money to spend on Mitch Marner if they want to, and I think it'll be more like $13 million. But let's just keep going here. With that in mind, the Bruins lost a lot of character and veteran leadership last March and think they need to get some character leadership free agents into the mix to get the black and gold headed in the right direction, while the youth movement, Minton, Patra, Lysel, Ustinov, get used to NHL speed and expectations. What free agents do you think would bring best leadership to the team? I'd like to hear your thoughts on Matt Duchene, Brock Besser, along with Marner. So, Scott, why don't you take this one to start?
So, I don't love the names mentioned there in terms of bringing leadership. I don't really think Matt Duchene has that kind of reputation. Now, he's been a very productive veteran for the Dallas Stars. And I think he actually did wear an A with Tyler Seguin out this year, or at least rotated through it. But he doesn't have a reputation as a great leader. I'll just say that when he left Colorado, there were kind of rumors and reports that he wasn't especially loved in that locker room. Now he's grown up since then. Maybe he's much more mature and actually could be a leader now. I don't know, but that's not really where I would turn. Brock Besser, as far as I know, I don't really think he's been much of a leader or has had to assume that responsibility. I would look more at, you know, at the top of the market. I mean, John Tavares has been a captain for two franchises. I don't know if he's going to be available, and I don't know that he makes a ton of sense for the Bruins to spend big on, even if he is. Brock Nelson wore a letter with the Islanders, veteran, I think brings some of that. Claude Giroux could be a free agent if Ottawa doesn't re-sign him. Before he gets to the market, Bruins were interested in Giroux before. They, from what I understand, were actually very close to having a deal done that he nixed in order to go to the Florida Panthers at the trade deadline. Whenever that was. Was that the 22 season? Jamie Benn's been a captain in Dallas. You know, that's been a successful team. Maybe you'd look there. And of course, like we have to mention, Brad Marchand, you know, who was mentioned in the question, but he's going to be out there. Again, I think that the door's not closed, but I think that Band-Aid has been ripped off, and I don't see it. But if that's what you're looking for is veteran leadership, you know, along with a good player, like, there's not many who are going to be available this summer who kind of check that box more than Marchand would.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it, Scott. I mean, Jamie Benn is projected 2 years at $4.8 million. He's 35 years old. He's been productive in Dallas. I mean, he's very much part of what in my opinion could be the Stanley Cup favorite team right now, over in Dallas. So is he the top player? No, but he wouldn't be the top player in Boston either. Maybe he stays in Dallas, but a lot of people turn their nose up at the notion of Jamie Benn, and I listen, if you don't like the player, that's fine. And I think a lot of people would say, why not just bring back Marchand? I think Marchand at that point, what would he be making? He's projected here right now. He's projected 5.1. This is according to AFP analytics, who project all the UFA and RFA, contracts and what they'll sign for. So right now, Marchand, who's 36, is projected 2 years at 5.1. Jamie Benn is projected 2 years at 4.8. So,
by the way, like, that's really interesting projection for Marchand, because that is much lower than he wants. And by the way, he may this postseason very well be playing himself into closer to what he wants, which is like 7+.
Yeah. Now, for those that are saying Marchand would still be more productive than Jamie Benn from an offensive standpoint, I don't disagree with that. I do think that there's something to be said about once somebody's left the door, there are some feelings and emotions that might be tough to overcome. Jamie Benn, I do think, would bring an element of physicality and toughness, physical intimidation that maybe Marchand doesn't have. But you mentioned those two guys. Some other players, I mean, you mentioned Claude Giroux as well. Some other players, you know, worth mentioning, not for nothing, but I know he's 40 years old, and I'm not saying I would do this, but if we're talking about leadership, Brent Burns is a pending UFA. Again, he's 40 years old. And right now, AFP Analytics is projecting him to sign a one-year deal at $5.3 million. It's probably too rich for anybody's liking here, but he's a right-shot defenseman that Boston has a need for at the moment, and would provide the leadership. So this is catered towards the leadership element of the question. Yanni Gourde is, you know, probably a bit redundant as a depth center, but, you know, he's available, who, you know, is definitely a leadership type guy. I just don't know. I think Boston, first and foremost, is they're probably going to try to get that impact star. They're going to try to get Mitch Marner. I don't know if it's going to work out for them, if they're going to sign him, but I think they're looking at him, and they'll see what money they have after that to, you know, fill out the rest of the roster. But yeah, there's some options. But again, when you have to save pennies for Mitch Marner or an impact player, which I think Boston's going to try to do based on all their commentary about how they want to get back. Well, how are you going to get right back? Not just by McAvoy and Lindholm being healthy. Like, they're going to have to replace and add from what Marchand was last year for the Bruins. So we'll have more free agent talk as we get closer to that too.
Yeah. And I'm with you on, you know, I know the question from Scott, from other Scott, you know, said like, he doesn't think they'll have the money. Like, they will. It might just mean that's the only notable free agent signing they make. Like, the rest of their offseason might be re-signing their own guys and just filling in depth. And as I've said before, I'm okay with that offseason, because I think you need horses, not ponies. Like, go get the top guy available and then figure out the rest and add as needed when you have opportunities, whether it's deadline or next season, to fill other holes. But like, you're not getting a number one center this offseason, or at least I don't think you are, unless Don Sweeney has something up his sleeve. So Mitch Marner is the star that you can get. So, yeah, I would be like, even if it means I'm not signing, you know, a top four right shot defenseman, and I'm not signing, you know, a second scoring winger on top of Marner, like, I'm okay with that. Get the top guy, and then we'll address other stuff later. I would rather do that than trying to fill, you know, two or three holes with the second or third best guy available at each position.
Yeah, and I think obviously, and we're going to, this is a bit of a tease, because Scott, myself, and Bridget, we are going to, we do have something in store for next week, I believe, regarding roster building and a fun exercise we're going to do. But ultimately, the Bruins have some RFAs that they have to deal with. We'll see which ones they decide to keep. I mean, if they feel like they need every penny to go after certain guys, then it might be at the expense of some RFAs not being in Boston. Because there are a couple of RFAs that there's tiers to the Bruins RFAs. There's ones that the Bruins definitely want to bring back, and there's others that are expendable, in my opinion, and probably in the opinion of many. Scott, where it gets interesting for me and for you, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. What if the Bruins make every effort and they do everything right? Marner just chooses elsewhere. There's not many horses left in free agency. Would you be inclined to just not spend on some ponies if you can't land the horse? Or would you still try to get maybe a mid-sized pony? Like, what would you do in that situation?
Yeah, I'm still looking for middle six wings. Like, I'm probably at that point accepting that I'm not getting a star. But they need middle six wings as well. So I'm still looking for at least one, maybe two of those. And obviously the next, you know, after Marner, you look at Nick Ehlers, Brock Besser. I like Ehlers a little more. I have questions about Besser and his inconsistency, but if the deal made sense, I'd be open to bringing in Besser because he can score. You know, I just don't like, what is do you have AFP's projection? Didn't someone had him at like 9 million?
Yeah, I think that was his midseason projection. Right now, Besser is projected 6 times 8.5.
Yeah, so like I don't love that. Like
Ehlers is 6, 8.1.
I don't really love that either, but I mean, like, you know, you're probably trying to get one of them. I would hope it comes in a little under that, but if there's a bidding war, it might not. You might have to go over 8 for either one of them. So, but that kind of just adds to me why I'm like, this is why I would just go for the 13 million for Marner. Like, even if it goes up to 14, I would rather have Mitch Marner at 14 million than Besser at Ehlers at 8 or 8.5.
Yeah, I mean, here's my fear with Marner is that the Bruins aren't the only team that's going to have the cap space to sign him. And if you're Mitch Marner, let's say he's out on Toronto. Like, obviously, Toronto probably doesn't. They'll have to make some decisions because Matthew Nyes is an RFA, and they're gonna sign him as they should. But Mitch Marner, let's just say he wants out of Toronto. Okay, is he going to want to go from Toronto? And this is not a shot at Boston, but is he going to want to go from a cold, you know, northern city with a hectic and critical media market to go a little bit east to another cold city, original six city with a less critical, but for the United States, probably one of the highest, highly critical markets in the U.S. Or is he going to want to go to, you know, Utah or somewhere where you can wear the sandals to the rink and not have, you know, media up your ass every day asking about everything every time you sneeze. So that's my fear, is that Marner just might want a total change of scenery that's completely different than Toronto. And I'm not so sure that Boston's as different from Toronto, obviously, as some other options he may have. If the Bruins offer the top dollar, then that's different. But I think teams will be able to match Boston. So I'm personally, I know everyone's talking sign Marner, like he'll go to the highest bidder. But I think there's teams that will bid as much as Boston. And I don't know if he'll choose Boston. Maybe he loves the city of Boston after being here so many times. Maybe he likes the original six. Maybe he likes that hockey culture that's a little bit less daunting of a media market than Toronto. Maybe he loves the idea of being on a team with Pastrnak and Mac. I don't know, but.
Okay. But what if they put together a video package of a bunch of Bostonians saying Mana?
I think that might work against the Bruins cause. I think you might say, all right, I'm definitely going to Utah then. And I'm just throwing out Utah's name. I don't even know if they have the cap space. I've heard that they might, but.
They want big guys, though. Like, they want size. But yeah, you're right. Like, there's, if he gets to the open market, of course, there's going to be a lot of teams in on him for sure.
And, you know, maybe if the Bruins are that desperate, then maybe they do just, maybe they do just give an astronomical offer that other teams just can't. But I don't know.
I'm also like, also let's see what happens the rest of this Toronto Florida series, which is now tied 2-2 as we record here Tuesday afternoon. I think actually they have tonight off, right? I think they play again Wednesday. But you know, like, yeah, if they choke away the 2-0 lead and lose this series, feels like they're probably more open to making some significant changes and maybe letting Marner go. If they win this series and get over that Florida hump and maybe win the next series and get to the Stanley Cup final, like, now you're probably talking about them trying to do everything they can to keep the core together, right? Like, why would they want to lose any of those guys or be okay with losing any of those guys? So I don't know if they do have some cap space. So I don't know if there's really any way that they can keep Marner, Tavares, and Knies. But if this team goes on a deeper run, I imagine they'll be more inclined to do everything they can to keep all three of those guys. Whereas if they lose these next two games and bow out to Florida again, then maybe they're more open to saying, you know what, it's time for more significant changes.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Even more reason to cheer for the Florida Panthers. If the Panthers win this series, then Boston's second-round draft pick they got in return for Brad Marchand will turn into a first-round draft pick. And if you're a Brad Marchand fan, which who isn't, you get a chance to see him potentially get that much closer to winning a Stanley Cup, even though it's not with the Bruins, but hey, people threw a parade for Ray Bourque. And then obviously it could help, you know, the implosion of Toronto, and maybe it makes Mitch Marner available and maybe even cheaper if he doesn't have a great postseason. Like, and you may have just said that, but yeah, I mean, maybe his cost comes down a little bit because people want to see him do it in the big time. But I think, I don't know, I mean, if it's going to matter that much.
Yeah. I think he's been pretty good so far this postseason. And we should also mention too, since we're now brought up Florida, like I mentioned Besser and Ehlers just because I was thinking of wings, but obviously Sam Bennett's there in that next tier as well. Even though he's a center and, you know, as we've talked about, like, you kind of have a bunch of second, third line centers already, but Bennett's having another really good postseason, helping his case again as he potentially gets to the open market. And it's just a, you know, he's a difference maker, and he's a tone setter. And I think obviously the Bruins would like someone like that as well. So you do have to include his name in these discussions.
Yeah. And I don't know if the Bruins are going to be in on Sam Bennett, because if they're in on Sam Bennett, then obviously you're probably not in on Mitch Marner. But, you know, something about Casey Mittelstadt in Boston right now, there's something that, I feel like the Bruins might try to move somebody that's on the roster still. And I think Pavel Zacha, you know, his first year in Boston played played primarily left wing with Krejci at center and Pastrnak on the right wing. Obviously, he played center mostly in 23-24. Last year, you know, a little bit of center and wing. My point is you can put Zacha to left wing. Elias Lindholm is a center, but you can put Zacha to left wing. And if they move Mittelstadt somehow, it's like it opens up an opportunity for somebody like a Bennett to come in and play that second line center or whatever you want to call it. I'm not saying that they should do it or will do it, but I feel like there's something that's going to give. I just feel like there's a little bit of the Bruins forward group right now just feels light. They just feel light. And Matt Pacha doesn't help that. You know, Fabian Lysell doesn't help that. Fraser Mitten, he's a bigger kid, but he's still young. He doesn't really help that right now. Something's got to give. I have a weird feeling. But like I said, if they go after Bennett, I don't think they're going after Marner. Although you would free up Mittelstadt's cap space theoretically or some of it. I don't know. We're getting too deep into the weeds here. A lot of offseason to go. But
another name I want to throw out just because I saw there's been reports that the Minnesota Wild have been open to trading him for a while. And I saw it pop up on Twitter again this morning. But Marco Rossi, who's a restricted free agent, you know, this was his second full season and he had 60 points, but the Wild don't like him because he's small and maybe there's some things he has to work on defensively. I don't know if he's going to be a legit number one center, but he did just have a 60 point season as a 23-year-old and there's some real skill there. Again, like I can't imagine the Bruins having a lineup that would have both Rossi and Mittelstadt in it. So just to add on to your point, like you're probably trading Mittelstadt in that scenario. But it's weird. Like, I don't really get why the Wild dislike Marco Rossi as much as they apparently do when all he does is produce for them. And then they put him on the fourth line in the playoffs for some reason. And, you know, he still scored a couple goals for them in the first round. I don't know. I like Marco Rossi as a player. The size does worry me a little, but I'm intrigued, I would say.
Ninth overall pick in 2020. And that scenario would send Casey Mittelstadt back to the state of hockey where he's from in Minnesota. Yeah, and again, if there's any big Casey Mittelstadt fans out there, I'm not saying I don't like the play or anything. There's something about that Bruins post deadline mix where obviously it was a smorgasbord of players due to the trade deadline that they had, and it's really tough. Like if Mittelstadt has, you know, proper wingers around him as opposed to, you know, I don't even know who they called up at the time, but like, you know, it would look different for him. But I think he was playing with Cole Koepke a lot. And Koepke is he's a UFA. He's gonna probably go somewhere else.
His most common linemen were Koepke and Vinny Lattery.
Yeah, and so that's not really a fair sample size to judge Mittelstadt. I'm more so coming at it because I just feel like the Bruins, we know they have their number 7 overall pick. We know there's a couple guys in free agency that they're gonna try to at least, you know, pry away from other people, and they're going to bank on health, but something just still seems like there's a shoe to drop, and it's tough to put a finger on it. But because of his lack of history with the club, because he's still young, he's got a, you know, no trade protection or limited trade protection. Like something about Mittelstadt just seems like I wouldn't be surprised if the Bruins moved on from him to try to better the roster elsewhere or open up an opportunity. And I don't know. So I feel like somebody on the roster right now is going to get traded at some point. Certain guys have trade protection, so it can't be them. And it's like, okay, so is it going to be Zacha or Mittelstadt? Because again, they have modified no moves. They have pretty good, like Zaka's got a pretty good contract. Like it, you know, he has an 18 no trade list. And I think he's making like 4.5 or 4.2 or something like that. I'm not saying to trade Pavel Zacha, but as far as being able to move his contract, that's one that I'm sure teams would be enticed by. So, and Mittelstadt's not too different. I don't know. Something to follow. Something to keep in the back of your mind. Anyway, Scott, I think that probably wraps it up. Thank you all very much for submitting your mailbag questions. Keep them coming. Skatepod@wei.com. on Twitter at Skate Pod, Scott McLaughlin, myself, Bridget, and of course on YouTube. So keep them coming all summer. And we look forward to Scott. When are we talking next? Today's Tuesday.
I think we'll record and drop our regular Friday episode. I think Bridget gets back Thursday. So we'll give her a few hours to settle in before force her to record with us.
Alrighty. All right. Well, Scott, thank you. Thank you all very much for listening. And we'll talk to you on Friday.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.